continue to play, remember this game, charades, first word? Stir. Continue to stir you up a little bit. Awaken. Awaken. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. Awaken us a little bit to God's economy, the economy of the kingdom of God. What's important? What's not that important? I've been enjoying the opportunity to fellowship with many of you as I was able to share my heart with the clinic community Friday night and Saturday, and I'm grateful to be here. Thanks to my host, Vincent Carroll, and for Mark and Sue, and for many of you for the blessing of being in this community. Well, this morning, my desire is to challenge you to spell faith, R-I-S-K. And if you remember nothing else, remember this. There is no faith except through risk. And if we're not risking something, we have talk, not faith. Father, help me this morning to be a vessel of honor, to say, Lord, something that resonates in what you have already been working in your people, to further the work of grace inside the heart of your body, and to be enabled to carry us along to the next level of our assignment of faith. We pray for your kingdom, Lord, to be revealed, to be understood, to be experienced, for it's always about the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, kingdom of God, cool concept, love it, like this one, Lord. Lest you become like little children, can't enter the kingdom of God. Or this one. Lest you're born again, can't see the kingdom of God. Love it, Lord. Love it, Lord. Just love it. Great stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. but I'm not interested. I said it. I had to admit it. It's true. It doesn't do much for me personally. You know, humble yourself like a little kid. Can't enter the... It's just not my thing, Lord. Hey, cool concept, though. Cool concept. Love it. Lest you become like little children. Or this one, like a mustard seed. Or the treasure one. I like that treasure one. That's really cool. The guy sells everything he has, buys a field, gets the treasure, gets the kingdom of God. You see, the work of grace is to take us from the place of academia or intellectualizing, the place where we actually do believe that the central theme inside the ministry of Jesus, the kingdom of God, is what he desires, not just in heaven, but on thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Am I in the right group? I'm from the Jewish capital of Ohio. Anybody want to guess what that is? Cleveland. Grew up in Cleveland Heights. The East Side, never met a Christian in the 16 years I lived in Cleveland. I was from an unreached people group. Ever heard of these things? U.S. Center for World Mission, unreached people group. You can live in an unreached people group, be born, have a job, get married, die, never see anyone. The Jewish community of Cleveland, an unreached people group. Best thing that ever happened in my life, I moved out of Cleveland. Moved to a little town outside of Dayton, Ohio, called Centerville. I later renamed that town the Land of the Gentiles. You know, because I grew up in the world of us and them, you know? And we were us and they were them. By the way, do y'all know where Engagement, Ohio is? It's halfway between Dayton and Marion. All right. So I accepted Jesus in my life, only to later figure out what really happened. He accepted me. Am I right? I found him. I was part of the Charismatic Movement 1975, a junior in high school, the I Found It campaign. Y'all guys remember that was on TV? I found it too. Only later figure out what really happened. He found me. And God began this process of changing, rearranging my world. I share it in the words of Bob Dylan.
Change my way of thinking. Got myself a different set of rules.
But it's true. God began to produce miracles in my life, and if you knew me, you knew this was a miracle. The first miracle was I graduated high school. Hallelujah. I was an addict. My father passed away when I was 12. My brothers were already drug dealers. I was discipled, as you would. I was a kid you hoped your kids would never meet, and I was a mess. God, in his mercy, created what I now call salvation, a comprehensive rescue.